Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Napoli. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Juan Uribe. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jose Ramirez. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Colin Cowgill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cody Anderson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Austin Jackson. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Rollins. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brett Laurie. Batting seventh. The DH, Avisail Garcia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alex Avila. Batting ninth. The right fielder, J.B. Shuck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Sale. And now, play ball. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lindor takes first base on ball four. Kipnis moves to second. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Napoli hits a pop-up towards first. Abreu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santana strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uribe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Abreu takes first base on ball four. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a fly ball into left field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Yan Gomes batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Uribe takes first base on ball four. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Laurie picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Laurie. Uribe moves to third. Colin Cowgill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowgill hits a line drive towards first. Abreu catches it and steps on first to double up Ramirez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Laurie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabrera moves to second. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garcia strikes out. One out. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it and throws to second for the out. Cabrera moves to third. Two outs. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Shuck takes first base on ball four. Avila moves to second. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Laurie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kipnis strikes out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lindor hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Lindor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abreu is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Abreu hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uribe juggles the ball. That's an error on Uribe. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a pop-up towards short. Lindor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Laurie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Laurie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uribe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Napoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Laurie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Garcia moves to second. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Garcia scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. J.B. Schuck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schuck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Schuck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Anderson. Schuck moves to second. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schuck moves to third. 2 outs. Jimmy Rollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rollins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lori scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Colin Cowgill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cowgill is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowgill hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Abreu moves to second. Todd Frazier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Abreu moves to third. 2 outs. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Laurie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Laurie hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis strikes out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Napoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Napoli hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uribe fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila strikes out. 2 outs. JB Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shuck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shuck hits a pop-up towards third. Uribe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Colin Cowgill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cowgill is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowgill strikes out. 2 outs. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Shaw now pitching. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Abreu is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu is walked intentionally. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 3 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson scores. Rollins moves to third. 1 out. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Frazier moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laurie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Laurie hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Zach McAllister now pitching. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Zach Duke now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Albers now pitching. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lindor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lindor hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Napoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Napoli strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santana is 0-for-3 in the game. Santana strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joba Chamberlain now pitching. J.B. Shuck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Shuck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Saladino now playing shortstop. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gomes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gomes strikes out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Uribe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.